If you're listening to Amud V'Chazora with Daniel Eisenberg, Masech HaZuma, Daf, Samach, Dalad, Amud, Aleph. And so we're going to take it from exactly the top of the Amud, and we should just have to go back a little bit, because this is yet a third answer, really a fourth, but we kind of rejected the first one, to a question. What was the question? So the question was as follows. We have to go like halfway through the previous Amud to get to this, but... we said that the isser of mechusar zman, right? You're not allowed to bring a korban if it's mechusar zman. So typically, mechusar zman, it's lacking time, right? Typically, that means that we'll just say there's another application of it, but it means that it's less than 8 days. It needs to be 8 days old. The animal has its bris kaviyachol, and then you can bring it as a korban. And we said over there in the whole. The limud that you're not allowed, and you can't even designate it as a karban if it's mechusar zman. And then there was a limud that extended to even include the sir hamishtaleach, which is funny because that's not a karban, right? Really, it's not definitely not a classical karban, and it's not ishay, right? The pasuk that forbids. Bringing something that's mechusar zman talks about it being right, like ishe la Hashem, a fire offer, something that's offered on the fire to Hashem, elu ishim. And then we said though, but it says la Hashem, and that comes to include anything that is considered la Hashem in some regard, and that would be the seir mishdaleach would be included in mechusar zman. So then we were puzzled by that. Hold on, like by default, the seir hamishdaleach has to be something that is not mechusar zman. Meaning, I don't need a separate limud, a separate pasuk of "Oh, la Hashem" by the isser mechusar zman, a pasuk like a limud to include sir hamishdaleach. We should actually already know that, because you can only the sir hamishdaleach has to be something that you do, that you have the you did hagrala with the two seirim. Right, you had two seirim standing there. One of them was going to be the seir la Hashem. One was going to be seir la Zaza, the seir mishdaleach. We didn't know which one, and they both needed to be not mechusar zman, because they both needed to have the potential of being the seir la Hashem. Meaning, no one will. There's no thought that the seir la Hashem might not have to be has to be not mechusar zman. Of course, the seir la Hashem. That's a korban. It's a regular korban, seir la Hashem. So, but from the fact that the animal needs to have the potential to be a Seir Lashem, that whatever is going to be the Seir Lazazel had to have the potential of being a Seir Lashem, we know by default that the Seir Lazazel must be not Mechusar Zman. So we call into question, why would you need a separate limud? Nothing, right? Yeah, I know. Is that Lazazel or that one's that's on Lazazel. So why would you need a special limud to teach me that the Seir Lazazel, the Seir Mishdaleach, has to be not Mechusar Zman? We know that by default. So we first suggested, Rav Yosef suggested, well, maybe it's Hanan HaMitzri, certain Tana who taught that, I don't know to unpack the Gemara. We rejected that. Then Rav Yosef offered a new, maybe it's Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon does not require hagrala. I mean, let's say something happened to the first seer la Azazel, and now you were, so maybe that first one, which you did the hagrala on, needed to be not mechusar zman, but now, but you could have brought, but let's say something happened, and now you brought a new one, and Rav Shimon does not require you to do a hagrala on the new one. And therefore, the second one, maybe it could be. Maybe I would think, okay, it could be mechusar zman, because this one, this backup that we brought never had the potential. Like it never needed to be possibly seir la Hashem. So maybe it is mechusar zman. Comes our teaching, our limud, and says no. It says in the pasuk la Hashem that even a seir la Azazel can't be mechusar zman. That was the first answer we gave. We gave another suggestion. This is closer to the bottom. Was a Ravina, I believe. Where is it? The Shimon he Ravina. Ravina says maybe shahumam v'chilalo al acher, that you had the seir la Azazel, which indeed couldn't have been mechuser zman because you did the hagrala on it, and then it had a mum, and so you transferred it onto a different animal. So now because you're not using the seer la'azazel anymore, and you're using a different goat, this new goat maybe, you're not doing hagrala on it because you just transferred it to this new goat, and this new goat maybe you could say, well, this one could be mechuser zman, kamash malan, no. So that was the second answer, and then we spent the rest of the Yama just explaining how we know that even the Seer La'azazel can't have a mum. And now we take it to the top, Samach Damad Al Aleph, a fourth answer, but a third one that we're going to accept because we rejected the first one. Rava Amar Kigon Shahaya Lo Chole Besoch Beso. It's, for example, someone had a chole in his house, v'shachat imo, and he slaughtered his mother. Don't worry. Not so bad. Not as bad as it sounds. Right? B'yama Kippurim. Okay, what's it say? Yeah, it's getting worse by the minute, right? Okay, so let's explain what's going on. It means that you have the seer La'azazel, and the goat's mother. The goat's mother, you have someone who has a person who's sick in their house, a human. A human has a sick human in their house, and the sick human needs to eat something. It's Yom Kippur. It's Pekuach Nefesh. So the person needs to eat. We don't have any food in the house, right? We forgot to prepare food because it was, I don't know, Yom Kippur, so we weren't planning on eating anything. This person's deathly ill. So you're allowed to, of course you're allowed to shecht the goat on Yom Kippur, and you feed it to the person who's going to die. So you have this chola, right? What?
Take a long time to get to.
I mean, what are you going to do if you don't have food, right? So
Apple.
What? Right, Uber Eats, right? Who's driving Uber Eats on Yom Kippur, right? So right, this is talking about Yerushalayim, obviously, because as we're going to see. So what did you do? So quickly, grab a goat. Which goat did you get? Turns out you took the mother who was who was shepping nachas or her kinderlach. My son, boy, he's off the derech. He's Seer La'azazel, right? But anyway, the Seer La'azazel's mother, you shecht the mother, and now you have a big problem because you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its young on the same day. So
you're not shechting the Azazel.
Oh, okay. So we're going to ask that, but let's assume for now, right, for a moment, right? So what happened? So because you shechted the mother, no, the truth is, it didn't really have to be this case. Some of the farshim note that, you know, like, you didn't have to. Meaning, even if someone shechted it, you know, without this was done beheter, right? But the Gemara wanted to give a mutter case. I mean, you could have just said a rasha came and shechted the mother.
Right.
But it's the same case. But it's just the Gemara wants to give a nice version of it. So what happens? So you have a. So now you have the you shechted the mother, and now you can't use the young. And this is and this young is now actually mechuser zman, right? It needs another day before it can be fit to meaning it could be as 10 days old, but it's mechuser zman. It's a different aspect of mechuser zman. It's mechuser zman because it requires one more day before it's fitting for use because its mother was checked. Aha! And now says Rava, this is why I need a limud to teach me that a seer la'azazel can't be mechuser zman, because you could have such a case where it was originally not mechuser zman. Right? We had the two goats lined up. We did the hagrala, and both of them were fit. Both of them were 10 days old. Both of them were 20 days old. They were both fit to be brought. None of them were mechuser zman, but then one of them subsequently became mechuser zman because his mother was shechted that day on Yom Kippur itself. Aha. So over here, we need a lima to teach me that even in this case, that Seer La'azazel can't be mechuser zman. Okay. Now for obvious question, mi aser? Wait, hold on. In such a case, mi aser is really aser? Lo tishchatu. It says don't shecht. Not don't chalk off a cliff. So Amar Rachmana, v'halav shchita here. This is not shchita. No, but what they would say in Eretz Yisrael is dichiyaso letzuk zuhi shechitaso, that it's being pushed off the cliff is its shechita. So even though it's not, you know, the classical shechita that you're allowed to eat from, right? It sounds like over here. So like, what if you go to the bottom of the hill and can you eat it now because it was a shechita? I don't think it means that to that extent. But this would be a violation of the iser of ima ubano of b'yam echad. Okay. Next, im shel shem im shem Im shel shame mace ze shalah alav chulei. So what our Mishnah said is that let's say you have two goats. You did the hagrala already. This one's sir, one of them is sir Lashem, one of them is sir Lazazel, and then one of them dies. So what do you do? So you have to get it over there. You have to get a new pair, right? If it was before the Hagarala, you could just get a new one. But if the Hagarala, right, and then you say this one should be in place of the Sir Lashem, this one should be in place. If this is the one that died, it should be Sir Lashem. This one should be Sir Lazazel. But now here's the question we're left with, and the extra goat is left to graze off until whatever dies, but it's left off. Now the question is, hold on. Which goat is that, right? Because now we have three goats. So who's the odd goat out? That's the question. Right? Is it the remaining goat of the first set? Is that the one that just, you know, sits off on the side? Right? In the penalty box, I don't know, whatever. Or is it the other goat of the second set? This is the machlokas amarai. Amar Rav, Sheni Shebazug Rishon, it's a little confusing, right? The second goat of the first pair, Yikrav, he's going to be brought as a karban. And the Sheni Shebazug Sheni, and the second one of the second set, Yireh, he's going to graze off. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shebazug Rishon, Yireh, no, the second one of the first set will graze, and Sheni Shebazug Sheni, Yikrav. So basically what Rabbi Yochanan, just to simplify that, Rabbi Yochanan says basically you replace the first set with the new set. Right? The first set, one of them died and one of them goes to graze, and the new set is the new set. Rav is holds on to that first goat. The first goat who lost its chavrusa. So we're going to keep him around, and we need to bring two for the second set because there needs to be a set and there needs to be hagrala, but one of them is going to go to Greece. So, b'makamifiki, what are they arguing about? What's the core of their machlokas? Rav savar bali chayim einon nidachin. Rabbi Yochanan savar bali chayim nidachin. So, in general, there's a concept of being nidche, of being pushed off. There's dichui, that if something is rejected for purposes of an avoda, sometimes often if it's dichui, if it's dachui, it's pushed off. It retains that status and it can never be used. But there's a machlokas over here. Does that apply to living animals as well? Or is that only to, like, blood, let's say, right? Like blood of a carbon that we've seen, like blood of a carbon, and then, you know, it becomes invalidated and it invalidates this one. You can't use it anymore. So does that take place for Bali Chaim as well? So Rav would hold that the first one, even though it was pushed off temporarily, right? Because you had two goats. Then once one of them died, the other one was temporarily invalidated. But once you brought a new set, and now you have the alternative, so the first one becomes undachoy. He's no longer nidcha. Rabbi Yochanan Savar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Bali chayim nidachin. No, bali chayim. Even animals, if they are temporarily invalidated, they keep that status forever, and therefore the first one can never be rectified, and he has to go off and graze. My time at the Rav. Why does Rav hold that? Why does Rav hold that that Bali Chaim are not nidche for good? Diyalif mimechusar zman. He learns it out from the concept of mechusar zman. Mechusar zman lav afal gavda hashda lochazi. You know, it's not true that even though right now it's not fit. Ki hadar michsi shaper dami, it ends up losing the status of mechusar zman. That right, at some point mechusar zman becomes zman, right? Mali zman. You achieve that at some point. He doesn't. At one point he was nidcha. He was dachoy. It was pushed off. It's invalidated. It's mechusar zman, and he loses that status. Achanami loshna. So over here doesn't make a difference. He can lose that. He was invalidated temporarily, but he can get back on his feet. There's something called tshuva. So Gemara says mi dami hasam. Is this really the same over there? Hasam lo ischazi klal hacha nira venidche. Over there it wasn't fit at all. Over here it was fit, and then became nidche, meaning that if it was mechusar zman, it never had a moment where it was good yet. It was always mechusar zman, and then it loses that. Over here, it was once fit, and then it lost that status of being fit and became a nidche, that you can't bounce back from. So that can't be Rav's reasoning. We reject that. Elahayu type of Rav. Rather, this is the reason of Rav. Diyalif mi bal mum over. He learns it from a bal mum over, an animal that has a mum over, a temporary blemish. Bal mum over, when it comes to bal mum over, lav af agav de lo chazi hashti. Isn't it true that even though he's not fit right now, he hadar michsi, when it'll eventually reach a fitting, so and shopper done me, then it'll be good for use, meaning you can get past that hump, the temporary blemish. Hachanami loshna, here too it doesn't make a difference, right? So meaning it, over here it got a blemish, got a mum, it was nidche, but the mum is gone, it's fit again. So that's the same thing, it lost its chavrusa, okay, but once it gets a new one, it's good to go. V'hasam minalon. Well, from there, where do we know it? Dichsiv ki mishchasam bahem mum. Right, this because it's a thing that's wrong with it is in them a mum. Bum mum. Bum hu delavieratsu. In because of the mum itself, that's why it's not fitting. Ha'avar muman yiratsu. But if the mum is gone, then it'll be considered ratzoi again, and it's fine. When it says that lo yiratzoi, it won't be accepted favorably if it has a mum, that's because it's bum. It's the mum is in the animal itself. Sorry, the kimashchosam bahem mum bum, because the hashchosa is in the mum. But as long as the mum is gone, so that teaches us. We learn from there that a mum over, it can get its original status and it's good to go. And from that, Rav derives, you could do the same. You could apply the same thing by the seer who lost his chavrusa. Rabbi Yochanan, mi et rachmana bahem. The Torah like minimized, excluded in bahem. Heim hu dechiyavar muman yeratzu. For the fact that the Torah says bahem over here, it's saying that this is not a binyan av that you can apply to everywhere else. It's specifically in this case where avar muman yeratzu ha kol dechuyin, but other cases of dechuyin ha will be nidchu. Once they are dachoy, they're dachoy. Right. So he learns from the word bahem that this is a unique case by a mum over. That's a unique case where it loses its status temporarily. It's nidche, and then it bounces back. But in general, if it's nidche, it doesn't bounce back, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. If the seer loses his chavrusa, he is nidche for good. The Rav, hahu bahem be'enayu hu delomeratzu. Rav, what does he do with bahem? He learns bahem be'enayu, like be'en. It's if in themselves, that's when they're not favorable. Meaning ratzui, acceptable for carbon. Ha al yedei taruvos meratzu. But if it's mixed in with others, then it's fitting. So we'll see what that means. Let's learn the Mishnah. We'll get back to this phrase. Kiditznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, evarim tmimim beevarim bali mumin. If you have the limbs of certain carbonos ola that are tmimim that did not have not blemished, mixed with the limbs of an animal that had a mum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karav harosh shel echad mehen yakrivu kol haroshin kulan. If you brought one of the heads, meaning again you have a bunch of limbs of olos that and you want to throw the limbs now on top of the mizbeach, and we found out that one of them actually has a mum. And we threw one of the heads on. So we can assume that one was the one with the mum, and we're going to throw the rest of them on as well. That's what it's saying. It's in karav harosh, shalech mehen, yakrivu kol harosh and kulan. And similarly, karav shalech mehen, if you threw the legs of one of them on, yakrivu kol akrayim kulan. You can throw all of them on. Meaning that we allow it to be butel in a taruvus, right? In a mixture. We're not makpid about the mum. Where does Rav know that from? He knows that from bahem. He says in them it's be'en, in the be'enayhu. It's when they're in their full form that we're makbid about a Baal Mum. But if it's mixed in with others, then we're not makbid anymore. Even if you brought all of them except for one, meaning you only left one over, so even that one you bring to the base of Sreifa, you don't put on the Mizbeach. So the Chum disagree. But we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says that Rav uses Bahem for Rabbi Eliezer's teaching. The Edoch and the other opinion. Nafgale mi bum bahem. He learns it from the fact that it says bum, and it could have said bahem. It could have said bum, and it says bahem. So from the fact that it says bum, and then but it could have said bum, but it actually says bahem, so you can actually learn two things from it. So this is how Rabbi Yochanan would learn as well the teaching we said before, that it's to the exclusion, right? It's a unique thing that we can get, that it can bounce back only by Baal Mum, but not by other cases. And you could also learn from the fact that it says not just Bum, but it says Bahem, you can also learn this other halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, that it's if it's a Taruvus, the Baal Mum, we don't worry about that. V'idach, so what would Rav say? Bum Bahem l'darish. So the other opinion says, don't give me bum bahem. Bum bahem, it's one limud. It's one thing that we're going to learn from it, not two halachos. Okay. Ulu Rav, nehi nami de bali chayim inan nidachim. But now, according to Rav, granted, even bali chayim are not nidachim. So let's work with Rav Shita. Bali chayim are not nidachim. So, but still, it's strange that he says you have to bring that, because Ibai Hai Nakriv, Ibai Hai Nakriv. Right? Rav said, you bring the first one, right? You bring the leftover chavrusa of the first set, you don't bring both of the second set, you bring the leftover of the first set. Now, if his reasoning is, because the first one is not nidche, okay, but so what? Maybe I should have the option. Right? Now I have three goats. Let's say one Lahashem from the first set and one Lahashem for the second set. So I should be able to choose now. Great. Rabbi Yochanan says, of course you can't use the first one. It's Nidcha and it's Nidcha forever. Okay. Rav says, no, it's not Nidcha forever. Okay, but now you have two options. Why does Rav prescribe, no, the first one? Yeah. Rava says, Rav Savar La Rabbi Yossi. Rav says like Rabbi Yossi. Now this is actually right? At the end of the previous parak, this is the last discussion of the previous parak. It was on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. It's in fact exactly how we end the parak, and almost the same, basically the same exact back and forth. Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar mitzvah barishon, because Rabbi Yossi holds that the mitzvah is barishon. You should do it with the first thing you have. So over here we have two se'irim. Rabbi Yossi says this in some other place in halacha. You should go for the first one. So we say over here you have two se'irim in the same role. Well, bring them on from the first set first. That's more appropriate. Well, now we want to know, hi Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi is it? Iname Rabbi Yossi de Kupos. Maybe you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yossi of the boxes of Shkalim, the Shkalim Pushkas, Ditnan that we learned over there. In Shkalim Shlosh Kupos Shel Shlosh Shlosh Sein, you had three Kupos of three, saying each, Shebehen, in all them. Torah Menes Alishka, and then they would take out the Torah from that one. The Ksuva Lehen Aleph Beis Gimel, and it said Aleph Beis Gimel on it. Batanya went to the price. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lama Ksuva Lehen Aleph Beis Gimel. Why did you have to write Aleph Beis Gimel? You have three kupos, you have three pushkas, you have three boxes. So okay, just let them be. Why have to write Aleph Beis Gimel on it? Leida is them in Nisrama Mirishon to let us know which one to be Torah through first. Lahavim on a Rishon. Because we want to take from the first one first, Shemitzo Varishon, because Mitzvah is Rishon. So maybe this is the Rabbi Yossi we're talking about. Or he said, Rav says you use the goat from the first set because the Rabbi Yossi says the Mitzvah is Rishon. So this is Rabbi Yossi where he's Machshir the Rishon. Nah, says Gemara Dilma, Shani Hasam. Maybe it's different over there. Dibe ina de eschazi kamaisa lo eschazi. Because at the time, when it comes to the Shkalim Kupos, at the time when the first one is fitting for it, Lo Eschazi Basraisa, the second one is not ready yet. maybe that's why he says the mitzvah is the berishon by the kupos, because the first one you can guarantee that was were filled up first. Maybe the second and the third not ready yet, so rather do it when they're full. However, you wouldn't say that over here, because over here they're both simultaneously ready. Meaning the first one was nidcha once the other goat died, and he doesn't become validated again until the new set comes in. And let's say the new Sira Lashem is Nishchatz, but the two potential goats become validated at the same time. So you can't apply that svara over here. Maybe the second one's not ready yet. Of course, the second one is ready as soon as the first one becomes ready again. So El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach, rather it's Rabbi Yossi of Korban Pesach. It's not really the Tanya. Here's a change. Hamafrish Pischo v'Avad. Someone who was mafresh his carbon pasach and then it got lost. So he was mafresh a replacement. And after that, the first one was found. And he has two standing in front of him. Whichever he wants to bring, he can bring. He has two perfectly valid. They both become validated at the same time. It's after chatzos. They become validated at the same time. Whichever one he wants to bring, he can. However, Rabbi Yossi, Omer mitzvah b'rishon. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is with the rishon. V'im ha'ya sheni muvchar imenu, but if the second one is nicer than it, it's more choice than it, yivienu, that's one you should bring. But if all is equal, says Rabbi Yossi, you should bring with the rishon, and this is the Rabbi Yossi that Rav holds like, and that he says if you have two se'irim, one from the first set and one from the second set, you don't know which one to bring. If it's all even, you're going to bring the first one. Rabbi Yochanan would disagree, though. Rabbi Yochanan says the first one is not even on the table. It's invalidated because we say that Balei Chaim Nidchin.